You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I looked through, and this is something that was posted online. I think this was a Reddit feed, and guy went in. It's a long, long post, but let me try to break this down for you as best I can, and then we're going to open up phones and see what people think about this. It's a couple that's been together about 6 years. He said they were spiritually married 2 years ago, so they haven't had an official with, I guess, the government ceremony, but
there's
they
no
consider themselves husband and wife. Right. He also says they're both high earners, and the dollar amount that he puts in here is pretty significant. So they both make quite a bit of money, and they keep their finances separate. So when they bought their home together, they agreed to split everything 50-50. They paid for their wedding and their honeymoon 50-50. They've got everything, you know, worked out to who pays for what, blah, blah, blah. But he came home from work the other day and she said, I want to have a serious talk with you. And she sat him down in her office in the home because she works out of the house. And she said that her workplace allows for maternity leave for up to a year, but only provides 50% of her salary for up to 6 months. And then for the next 6 months, they don't pay her anything at all. And they had been talking about maybe starting a family. So she says with all of that, she'd worked out all of the numbers, and she would like for her husband to reimburse her $50,000 for the pay that she would be losing in order to have the child and take time off from work. He says, I see the logic in that, but I'm really very turned off by this because she's essentially asking me to pay her to have our child. And then he says when she saw his hesitation, she doubled down. And she said, yeah, after the first 6 months, then I think I would like another $50,000. And she gave him this, I guess, a ring binder that had 16 pages of notes, explanations, and lists of expenses.
Sounds so romantic.
So $50,000 to $100,000, she says, that's what I'm going to need if we're going to do this. And immediately, of course, the internet started going crazy and people seem to be pretty split on this.
Yeah.
So my question for you, Jer Bear, for Dom and Jeremy listeners.
Yeah, we're going to want calls on this.
What do you think about that? Does she have a great point? Do you think she's off base? What's your feeling on this?
The whole thing just feels super awkward, though, doesn't it? Because it's essentially supposed to be a beautiful moment between two people, creating a life, you're in love, let's have a kid. But now it is just basically looking like a transaction, like you're buying a car, essentially.
Well, it is a transaction.
It's a transaction. And, I mean, if the agreement is to have separate accounts and you pay for your separate expenses, then maybe she just needs to readjust her budget so she can have the baby, right?
What do you mean readjust her budget?
Well, if she's going to be being paid less, then maybe she's got to, you know, readjust where her outgo is to afford to have the baby, essentially. If it's this is my stuff, this is your stuff.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying here.
If she's taking a pay cut, then just don't go out as much. Don't buy as many clothing items and whatever, and then you can afford to have the baby. Why's he got to cover it?
Because she's the one taking... See, I'm on her side with this. And it's because they keep their finances separate, and they both want to have a child, and yet she's the one taking the financial hit, whereas he does not.
So he's got to
and
just
she's
chip
figured
in.
She's figured out. I mean, she's practically got a spreadsheet of what this is going to cost her in order to have the child. I'm totally on board with it. If he wants to have this, like, what happens if a year from now he decides I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, and she has sacrificed a year's worth of salary plus having the baby? I totally think this is legit.
What happens after they have the baby? Then who is paying for the diapers and the stroller and the doctor's visits?
They're splitting
and
that.
And which one does the baby go on for insurance?
Her insurance covers at least the childbirth. It says it's her
Who's
insurance that will
formula?
Cover that.
Who's buying the car seat?
Well, that would, I'm sure, be
this whole
split.
Thing is just a mess. It's making things so more difficult than it needs to be.
We need to address something right up front, that you're an extremely traditional guy with
yours, stuff. Mine, ours. Heck yeah.
You're very traditional, and I
not like, one spreadsheet that has been given to me.
Gretchen and I keep our finances separate, and we love it. We are happy. Everything hums right along.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could see if I said, hey, let's have a child, which, by the way, for the record, will never
happen. Oh, I think you guys should. It'll be cute.
Never.
Cute little baby.
But if it did, I could see us having this kind of conversation.
Yeah. It just seems, you're just making the whole thing. Having a child is complicated enough and stressful. Like, you're just adding a whole new level to it now. Something that
does
not need to be there.
Wouldn't you say it's a little bit more complicated and stressful for the woman who's actually carrying and delivering the child?
Well, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I mean, we've had two kids. It's extremely difficult.
Let's open this up. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. How do you feel about the woman who went to her husband and said, yes, we can't have a child, you need to pay me $50K to $100K?
Well, why isn't she paying him to be essentially a sperm donor then? He's going to need a little kickback as well. He wants, $10,000 for my seed.
Jeremy is kind of showing his hand. I think he's leaning towards the guy who says this is outrageous.
Right.
Actually, and that's a mischaracterization. He does not say that. He says that I'll find the word because this is a long post.
He says it feels gross and transactional.
Okay, so that's that stance. I think the woman's got a great point. So we're talking about this morning, and we've got jammed phone lines with people who want to sound off. Hi, Randy. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're good.
What do you think about all this?
I think she's going a little bit overboard. A baby should not be reduced to some sort of financial transaction. But
it is financial, though.
It
costs money. It costs a lot of money.
It's very expensive. Very.
Forever.
Oh, I have two, so I definitely understand that part. The husband could pay for all the expenses, stroller, diapers, all of that. But also, she doesn't have to take a whole year off of work. So she could go back sooner. But also, while she's not working, they're saving money on daycare or nanny. I'm assuming if they're that well off, that's the route that they would go. But the point is, there are other ways that they could split this than having him pay her. It just seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm glad you called us, Randy. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. Here comes Brandy. We go from Randy to Brandy. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So what's your two cents?
So my two cents is, because their whole relationship is a transaction, then yes, it makes a lot of sense. If she was just coming out of the blue and saying, and they were sharing money, then, yeah, I would agree with Jeremy. But because everything they do for the past 6 years has been a transaction, his money, her money, then it's kind of the same thing. What happens,
what
you said, what happens if he decides a year down the road after they have the baby, oh, I don't like this.
Right.
It's easy enough to plan everything as if everything will always be
hunky dory.
There'll be no changes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not always the case. You know, things happen. Life happens. And if she's going to be asked to give up that much money from her career to do what they both want,
happens if, when she's on that maternity leave, her company decides to downsize and take away her position?
Well, then she might have some legal recourse with that. I don't know.
Brandy, I'm really glad you called us.
Yeah,
we
got to
run. Thank you so much for being on the show. Who's next? Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
Oh, shucks. We couldn't be better. Do you have an opinion about this?
Oh, of course. You know I do. I'm extremely uncomfortable as I am seeing things as a transaction, especially between a couple. I don't know. I would choose to live, but I'm trying to look at it from other people's perspective. So kind of like with what the last Brandy just said, this is kind of how they've treated their whole relationship. So she has a point. I mean,
so what if he has to take his own time off? What if he's taking, what is that, paternity leave, right? What if he gets time off? Then he's missing out on income. Does he get paid for his time to make the baby? And does he get paid for his donation?
You mean the whole 2 minutes?
So are you asking if he gets paid for his 30 seconds of contribution? Hey,
30 seconds. Well, maybe he's really good.
I gave him at least 2 minutes, but
well,
wow.
Man, I mean, if we're talking about transactions, I mean.
Lisa, thank you for a great call.
That's funny.
We appreciate your time. Hey, Ellen, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Ellen.
So go ahead. You got the floor.
I am for the woman. Absolutely. To me, since the two of them are not legally married, this is essentially a prenup, right? Mm-hmm. And you're right, it's transactional, but and I don't know how much money each of them make. I'm assuming that she's asking for half of what would be made by her, right?
Pretty much.
More or less, yeah.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. 6 months or a year off. I've been married, a couple of times, fortunately, unfortunately. But like you guys say, life happens. But even if everything stayed exactly the same all the way down the road, Jeremy, you say, well, gosh, you're just complicating it. In my mind, it's complicating it the other way if he weren't to do that. I think it's an easy yeah.
Go for sure. It.
Well, thank all you. Right. We've got to run. Ellen, thank you for a great call. Do you want to squeeze in one more?
I want to squeeze away.
It's Cindy. Cindy, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank
so
you.
What do you got for your boys? What do you say?
I just feel like I don't live in this woman or this man's life. I don't know what their situation is, and I don't feel like we should be judging them.
Yes, we should.
But that's
not what
fun.
This show is
that's
all
no
about.
Fun.
What are you talking about? you're listening because we judge people.
Yeah,
who are you
everyone's
kidding?
Thinking about this today now.
We all put on our judgy pants. What are you talking about?
I'm still just concerned about long term.
If you had to come down on one side, Cindy, whose side would it be?
I would have to say that having been in the situation and being left with the children, which believe me, it was a wonderful part of my life.
Sure.
But I ended up having to pay for everything, and he never helped out at all. So
I've heard that a lot.
She might be a little smart. Yeah, she might be a little smart.
She's probably very smart in all of this. I'm glad you called, Cindy. Thank you for eventually putting on the judgy pants.
Yep.
We had to talk her into it.
I don't know.
Fascinating situation. We've got a ton of Facebook messages coming in, too. From people that want to talk about this.
The whole
some of them
sharing
pretty passionate.
Finances when it comes to the kids just it fascinates me. It boggles my mind because I just don't know how people do it. It's like who's paying for sports later and who's if they go to college, who's paying for
split
it?
Split it.
And it seems so difficult. So difficult.
Not that difficult.
I don't know.
I've done it forever. It's so easy.
I it's so foreign to me. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the calls. Thanks for the messages. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning.